I will go. Will you go? Rebecca stood firmly at that door where opportunity awaited her decision. She stood there young, untried, and alone. Her mother refused to influence her decision. Laban passed the door latch into her hands and said, "We will call the damsel," and inquire at her mouth, so that she alone must be the one to say the decisive word. There was much that she loved that would have to be left behind if she chose to go. It was her mother, her dearest confidant, and her closest companion and friend, and many friends at the well, her comfortable home, Laban, her older brother, comrade, and benefactor, and, oh yes, there were also her cherished personal belongings and her comfortable home. Then she looked at the richness of the gifts piled around her and realized that possessions were the least of her problems in the house of wealthy Abraham, the father of Isaac. There were riches to spare. Then she looked at the amazing beauty and richness of the bracelets on her arms and what they stood for. Had she not already made her decision? She questioned within herself. She suddenly realized that she had been asked if she would go with this man, Eliezer. She looked again at him and remembered his prayer to God to choose her, and his amazing worship of his God, Elohim. How devoted, how full of praise and gratitude to God, as if his God was living and present and could hear him pray and worship. She could still feel the awe and the strange sense of God that invaded her being as Eliezer worshipped. She did not know this man, but felt strangely drawn to him from the moment he first spoke to her at the well. She considered his strong loyalty and love he manifested to Abraham and Isaac. What wonderful men they must be to have acquired such love and loyalty from this dedicated servant, Eliezer. She felt full confidence in this wise and true steward of the household of Abraham, and there was not the least trace of fear of him in her mind.